Hey, are you still here? Of course you are. We're both stuck with mountains of paperwork. It's like they want us to live here or something. So I've hit a bit of a snag with one of these files. Can I ask you something? It's about the Davison case. I know you handled something similar last week, right? Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going through these depositions and I can't figure out how to address the inconsistencies between the witnesses' statements and the evidence we have. Do I need to draft an additional affidavit, or is there a way to reconcile this without bringing in more paperwork? That makes sense. I see. So, if I cross-reference the timelines and point out the discrepancies in my summary, that should be enough to highlight the issues for the attorney, right? Got it. Let me just take a note of that. And done. Thanks, Daddy. Did I just I'm so sorry. I don't know where that came from. I must be more tired than I thought. I didn't mean anything by it, really. It was just a slip of my tongue. You know how it is when your brain is fried from staring at these documents all day. Don't laugh. It's not funny. No, of course not. I wasn't trying to be flirty. I didn't mean anything by it, and I don't want you to get the wrong idea. It was purely accidental, I swear. Jeez, can we just get back to work? There's actually another thing I need to ask you about. Okay, thank you. I appreciate you not making a big deal out of it. Right, back to work. So, about this other file, the Harrison contract, there a few clauses in there that seem a bit off, especially the non-compete agreement. It feels overly restrictive, don't you think? I mean, look at this part here. It practically prevents them from working in their field for 2 years. Is there any precedent we can reference to that might help us argue this point? I see. So, if we reference the case from last year, we might have a strong argument to modify the clause. That's brilliant. Let me jot that down. Okay, done. I think that's all I need from you. Thanks for your help. I'm gonna head back to my cubicle now, Daddy. Oh my God, I did it again. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. It's just I've been thinking about you a lot lately, and I guess it slipped out because. Well, because I have feelings for you. There, I said it. The cat's out of the bag. I've liked you for a while now, and you make this place more bearable. More than bearable, actually. Oh, don't just stare at me. Say something. You feel the same way? Really? Oh, wow, I wasn't expecting that. I mean, I hoped, but. This is amazing. I can't believe we've both been feeling this way and didn't know it. It's kind of funny, isn't it? The only reason we found out is because I was so tired that I accidentally called you daddy twice. Maybe exhaustion has its perks after all. So, where do we go from here? I mean, obviously, we need to keep things professional at work, but maybe we could go out sometime, like outside of work. Maybe dinner or a movie. Or if you're into it, we could try the new escape room downtown. I've heard it's a lot of fun. So, what do you say? Would you like to go on a date with me? I promise I won't call you daddy again. Oh, you are actually into that. Okay, I have to remember that for later. I do remember when we both started here. We were so nervous during orientation, trying to act all professional. And then on the very first day, we both got lost trying to find the conference room. We ended up in the basement with all those old files and creepy mannequins. You made that ridiculous joke about using the mannequins as our new coworkers because they might be more helpful than the real ones. It was such a silly thing to say, but it made me feel comfortable with you instantly. Then I knew from that moment you were someone special. You know, I've always admired how you manage to stay so calm and collected, even when things get hectic around here. It's one of the things I find really attractive about you. You have this way of making everyone around you feel at ease, including me. And I have to say, you're pretty cute when you're focused on your work. I've caught myself staring glances at you more times than I like to admit. The way your brow furrows when you're deep in thought, or how you absentmindedly tap your pen against the desk, that's horrible. Okay, I'm just embarrassing myself now, but seriously, there's something about your smile that just lights up the room. It's contagious. I remember one day when everything was going wrong, printers breaking down, clients being difficult, but you just smiled and made a joke about it, and suddenly everything felt a little more manageable. Oh, don't get me started on your laugh. It's so genuine and infectious, I can't help but laugh along with you, even if I don't know what's so funny. It's one of the many reasons I enjoyed spending time with you. And those little things you do, like holding the door open for me or bringing me coffee when you know I'm swamped, they don't go unnoticed. It's those small gestures that show what a thoughtful and caring person you are. I remember this one time when I was having a really rough day. You must have noticed because you left a little note on my desk saying, "You got this." It was such a simple thing, but it meant the world to me. It's those memories that just make me realize how lucky I am to have you as a coworker and as a friend. And I love how passionate you are about your work. It's inspiring to see someone who genuinely cares about what they do and strives to make a difference. Your dedication is one of the many qualities that make you so attractive. You have this amazing ability to make people feel valued and appreciated. Whether it's through a kind word, helping hand, or just being a good listener, you always make those around you feel important. It's a rare quality and one that I truly admire in you. You're also incredibly smart. I'm always amazed at how quickly you can come up with solutions to problems and how insightful your advice is. You're like a walking encyclopedia and I'm constantly learning new things from you. And I have to admit, sometimes I find myself daydreaming about you. Like, wondering what it would be like to spend more time together outside of work. Getting to know you even better. It's kind of exciting to think about the possibilities. So, yeah. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I really like you. And I think you're amazing in so many ways. I'm really looking forward to our date, and I can't wait to see where this goes, you know? Maybe this is the start of something really special. I know we probably shouldn't do this at work, but I can't help myself. Close your eyes. Why just do it? Oh wow, you're so red. Okay, anyways, I need to go back to my desk and finish my work so I can get home tonight at a reasonable hour. Thanks for everything, Clark. I'll text you tonight.
Hello there, this is Spring ASMR. I hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, like the video and subscribe to not miss a single release. If you like exclusive content and if you like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. If you'd like to join the Spring ASMR community, check out my Discord server. Links to both can be found in the description of this video. Time for a quick shout out to my Patreon super supporters. Burning Phoenix, Cora, Axinho, Vigorous Pringle, Isaias, Bamu Singh, John, Hamoud, Dakota, Bag, Wallen, Icarus, Karen, Micah, Barry, Tommy, Shadelight, Jesse, Hey B-Man, B349, 6, Lunar 7, Lucret, Murphy, Brayden, Bread, and a huge thank you to our Ultimate Support Tier members, Naturally Ellen, Framer, and Ghosty. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you on the next one. Have a good day. Mwah.